Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Mother's Day throughout the United States and all our friends in San Diego. I'm Dr. Mitch. Irina with me. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Mother's Day is an interesting day, of course. It's pretty much celebrated in most countries throughout the world.
But is it the same day? A little different, right?
Sometimes. Yeah, it can go anywhere from somewhere in March through May, sometimes even to June. It depends where it is. It actually was first celebrated in 1908 when a woman, Anna Jarvis, held a memorial for her mother at St. Andrew's Methodist Church in West Virginia. And that's pretty much what started it. And then in 1908, the Congress rejected a proposal to make Mother's Day an official holiday. And then eventually, it was because of her efforts in 1911 that we started observing the holidays pretty much in May, the third. I think it's the third Sunday in May. I think that's how it goes. But it's a good day because, A, it really spurs a lot of people going out and buying presents, of course.
Presents are always good.
For moms. It gets the children to come over. When I asked on my television show yesterday about what are you going to do on Mother's Day, the most thing that people said was, well, my sons or my daughters or my children are going to come get me and take you out.
That's a nice thing to spend time, right?
So it's spending time. People spend money. They go and, you know, go to restaurants. They buy gifts. It's kind of a nice holiday. It's a good Hallmark day, too, to send cards and all that kind of stuff. So it's a nice holiday to have. And again, it's nice to recognize someone just like you do on their birthday, I think. You know, it's a nice day to say, hey, Mom, thank you. Remember, you only get one mother. You can have a lot of wives or a lot of husbands, but you only get one mommy. That's it.
That sounds like something your mom was telling you.
Right? Yeah, she was. She did. I mean, I miss my mom. You know, we had the good thing about me was I was able to keep my mom until I was in, much older. Other people don't get that privilege, but still miss her when Mother's Day comes. So it's different. So they have different things. They call it different things. For example, in England, they call it Mothering Sunday.
Oh, it's always a Sunday?
Yeah, Mothering Sunday. In Greece, in the Eastern Orthodox celebration, they do it on a different day. So it comes in different flavors and when and how, but basically, they have women's days and mothering days, and you know they change it around a little bit. And in a lot of countries, the second Sunday of May, they do it in lots and lots of. But pretty much, most of the countries of the world have a recognition of mom sooner or later. Because I guess no matter where you are, what your political beliefs are, what anything, you still all that came from a mother somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
So that's the way it is. So everybody seems to agree that moms are important. But this is one of those holidays which are nice, like Father's Day, too. When's Father's Day? That's in June, right?
June. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's right before we're going on our cruise, like a second weekend in June, I think, or third.
So that's nice. So Mother's Day is the day we're celebrating today. Hopefully everyone's doing something nice. You're up in San Diego with us this morning. We talk, look good, feel good, have great sex. We're having a little bit of difficulty with our line. So
maybe on the Facebook they can get to us.
Yeah, so there's a call coming in. We're going to try to get it right from there. Take the actual phone and we'll try to get it from the phone itself. Answer it right there. We'll be right back after these messages. Just by giving us a call at 855. Well, you can. I don't know. We're going to have to try the 855 Dr. Mitch. We'll try to bring you up or figure out how to do this with our person, Mike, today. CRN Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM. I'm Dr. Mitch. We'll be right back after these messages.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Okay, we're back. Dr. Mitch, great show for you today. Going to talking about Mother's Day, of course, and the calls lines are open. Today, because we're having a little bit of difficulty, the number I'm going to ask you to call is 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. Now, on another line, we were able to pick up Jane, who's on the other line with me right now. And her question is in San Diego, and we appreciate good morning, Jane. She has two problems. She has fatty liver infiltrate and carotid artery disease. And she's wondering, what is it that we can do about it, sweetheart? So we're going to talk about that for a couple of minutes. Well, first you have to realize that once any artery's affected, it's artery disease. It's coronary artery disease. So it's going to hit pretty much every artery in the body, whether it's and it skips areas. We don't know why. Sometimes it's in the heart, the carotid, sometimes in the groin. But in any case, the answer is still the same. It typically starts from inflammation in a specific area of the body. This case in yours is the carotid arteries. Now, there are several things that you can do. One is should be directed at reducing significantly, Jane, the inflammation that you have in the arteries. So things like foods, let's start with that are inflammatory should be totally out of your diet. And we're looking at, for example, fried foods, fatty foods, they should be totally gone. That's number one. Number two is to support anti-inflammation by using substances like the optimized curcumin. And we'll tell you where to get all this soon, but write it down, Jane. It's called optimized curcumin. If it's okay with your doctor, large doses of that will take some of that inflammation out of that artery as well. Vitamin C, by the way, removes a lot of inflammation, is also, they found, better intravenously, but orally it does too, to a degree. So taking something like the vitamin C, the powdered vitamin C.
Vitality C.
Yeah, the best. The Vitality C, which is the best. Again, we'll tell you where you can get that. A teaspoon or a scoop of it 3 or 4 times a day is going to help remove some of that inflammation out of the artery as well. And in addition, we have a product we call Heart Health. And normally it's 1 twice a day, but if you take 2 twice a day, it makes a huge difference. So if you do those 3 or 4 things, Jane, it's going to make a tremendous difference for you. That's number one. Number two is if it's possible to get some intravenous like vitamin C or chelation therapy, it will also help to remove the plaque. But exercise, the diet, and the things that we said are going out. Now, you said also that you have fatty liver infiltrate. That goes along with it. Now, I don't know if you're diabetic or not. Let me ask Jane. Jane, are you diabetic? You won't be able to hear it. Jane, are you diabetic? She's not. Okay. So the Heart Health that I'm suggesting that you take 2 twice a day and the curcumin both help fatty liver infiltrate significantly. And you're right to be concerned about it because the Journal of Hepatology about 3 years ago basically showed that it will cut your life short about 4 years. So we do want to be able to get rid of that too. Did you, Jane, are we able to get everything I said? And now I'm going to tell you where you can find it all. Were you able to, you do use curcumin? Oh, curcumin is C-U-R-M-I-N. And there are many flavors of that curcumin out there. It's the active ingredient in curry, the yellow herb curry. But you want to get curcumin that you can easily get to, that will get into the bloodstream. It's very tough for it to get in, and then it's very hard for it to maintain its level. So I'm going to give you a site. It's imconsult.us. I'll spell it again. I-M-C-O-N-S-U-L-T vitalonsult.us. And Vitality C, the curcumin, perhaps 2, 3, 4 times a day for a couple months till you get the inflammation out of your arteries. The Vitality C we talked about, and the Heart Health, 2 twice a day. And I believe, well, the curcumin, it only comes one way. It comes in this product as 400
or 450.
Yeah, 400 milligrams per capsule. But the regular curcumins don't have the same capability, even if it was 1,000 milligrams. This curcumin is about 49 times more likely to stay in your bloodstream. It was actually done by 5 scientists out where you are in UCLA. And the Heart Health is at the imconsult.us. You'll be able to get it right online. It's imconsult.us. imconsult.us. And you're very welcome. Thank you for calling and thank you for listening, Jane. Tell your other. Same thing that she asked about the fatty liver again. The same 3 products. Not only does it take out the inflammation and help the plaque dissolve, but it also, if you maintain the diet, will help the fatty liver to get better as well. Again, watch what you're eating. No fatty foods, no fried foods, and no sugary foods. I didn't say that previously, but keep the sugars out of your diet as well, Jane. Aspirin's not going to help the fatty liver at all. And she asked about aspirin. And the other thing she asked about is, aspirin as far as the carotid artery disease. Aspirin is only to try to stop the platelets from sticking together so you don't get a clot. But there are better things that you can take. And eventually, I can recommend things like Plasminex or natokinase and magnesium and optimized resveratrol. We have product for that. If you're already taking a baby aspirin, you should continue it, at least for now, and then call us back in a couple weeks or a month when you've been on these products, and then we'll talk about the next step. Does that sound fair, Jane? My pleasure. Jane, thanks for calling in. God bless. Talk to you soon. Happy, healthy Mother's Day, Jane, and to all the mothers living. This is Dr. Mitch. You're listening to the Dr. Mitch Show with Irina. And today's call number is not the normal 800-855-DR-MITCH because we're having difficulty there. But you just call in 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. Now, if you do call the 855-DR-MITCH, we'll still answer the phone. We won't be able to hear you on the air. I can talk to you. But so you have 2 choices today, the 855 Dr. Mitch or the 818-818-6401. Well, that was a good call because that's very prevalent.
Oh, yeah, very prevalent. And it has to do also with the incidence of metabolic syndrome and diabetes, prediabetes, obesity.
And that's what I asked her. Are you diabetic? She said no. I think the biggest problem that we have to think about, what people don't realize, is that the disease, even if you, like, for example, scrape out the artery called a carotid endarterectomy, the disease doesn't go away.
Right.
It's the underlying problem. And believe it or not, there's new research coming out that basically says clearly that it's T cell aggregation in these arteries, which goes along with everything you and I have been saying, and that is all this is influenced by inflammation. Irina and I will be back with lots of more information, not inflammation, but information on Mother's Day. We're here for you. Call us at 855-DR-MITCH, or you want to be able to be heard on the air, 818-818-6401. You're listening to the Dr. Mitch Show here. It's 6 to 7 Pacific, 9 to 10 Eastern. CRN One Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, and of course, 96.1 FM. What are you doing for Mother's Day? Give us a call. We want to hear from you. Dr. Mitch will be right back after our messages.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
Destination South Point. 11 great restaurants, bingo, bowling, movies, race books, sports books, spa, live entertainment, oversized rooms, and the rates unbeatable. The South Point, Las Vegas. Book now online at southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. Southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. At the South Point, Las Vegas, you're always a winner.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
Early in the morning, having my delicious cup of coffee. We talked about that last week.
No, I don't like getting up early.
Yeah. I love it. I love waking up my beautiful wife, handing her a cup of coffee. Like I did. I not make you a delicious cup of coffee?
You know, that's the only way to get me up.
I make that delicious cup of coffee. We talked about it last week about with my man over at Mariposa Coffee Company. Oh, boy, that coffee's delicious. Put a little bit of cream in it. He'd hate that. But, I mean, I put the cream in it for you and put a little whipped cream, little cinnamon on top of it. It's really, really, really delicious. So, good morning, San Diego. Good morning, the rest of the world. Love being here with you. And I love hearing people call in and ask questions. And a little bit of difficulty with line connection today. But it's not a problem. You can call and say hi. And we can say hello, but we won't be able to get you on the air. And we'll answer your question at 855-DR-MITCH. Or you can literally call directly at 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. I'll be able to get you on. Mother's Day here is kind of a nice day, and we're talking about different things that are going on. One of the things that you came up with, Irina, which I thought was important this week, that, you know, we talk about water, and I've always said all waters are not created equally, and what's more important than getting good water? They're now saying drinking water contains dangerous chemicals linked to cancer and infertility in 43 states.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm going to say it's probably in all the states. Well, we know the municipalities only assay for about 12 toxic materials, but with all the hormones, with all the chemotherapy drugs, they are not filtered out. They're going into our water supply. If you actually look at the water supply that comes directly from the street to your house, assuming you're not on well water, of course, I'm talking about city water. There are actually pieces of toilet paper, microscopic pieces of poop, microscopic. Okay. They're in there. And this is research by the Environmental Working Group, which is a really good group. They're, you know, they're out independently funded. They're not a anything from source that someone would have an interest in. And they found 610 sources in 43 states. Now, mind you, that's all they found because there's money involved in doing this. And they look for all these chemicals. And they found that public water system, military bases, airports, firefighter training sites, that are affecting, in their mind, 19 million Americans. I'm sure it's much worse than that. And they've seen that these chemicals are, you know, related to severe disorders, defects, and conditions. They have a lot of what they call PFAS. You ever hear that?
No, what is that?
PFAS. It's an acronym, P-F-A-S. It stands for PER and polyfluoroalkyl substances. So say that 100 times. Per polyfluoroalkyl substances. Anyway, they're man-made substances that have been around since the 1940s. They come from junk. They're everywhere. You know, they're from cosmetics, water repellent, clothing products, things that scrub grease and oil away. I mean, it's just every single place you can imagine. That's just one group of chemicals that's a problem. And they said the threshold that is even as low as one part per trillion. Now, when you think about that, one part per trillion can have ill results. That's really something. And so they're saying the top three were California with 47 and New Jersey with 43 sites they found. And I know it's much worse than this. You have no idea what's going on with the kind of water. So Californians, San Diegans, you need to make sure your water's being clean. Do we have Robbie on the phone yet by any chance, Mike? Okay, bring him up because we could talk about water with him. Robbie, good morning. Happy Mother's Day and all that kind of good stuff. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you guys today?
We're doing good. We just talked to a nice woman from San Diego who was asking about carotid artery disease and fatty liver disease. And the truth is, a lot of these things that we're getting, especially heart disease of this nature, people don't like to know it. But when we look in the mirror, they're self-inflicted. It's what we're eating, what we're breathing in. Some of it we have no choice over. But when I say self-inflicted, I group in, you know, the American so forth. And I think a lot of this, you're here, I don't know if you heard this thing I was talking about, that the Environmental Working Group has said that they found these dangerous chemicals in pretty much the drinking water. The truth is, this is nothing how many it is. I don't think we should ever drink water. Of course, when we go out, you never know, to eat, that is, and we're, lots of us will be doing that for Mother's Day. The waters are really polluted, and we're going to go to a break. Robbie, of course, is our dear friend. Irene is my dear friend, and he's like the expert in infrared and ultraviolet, but he also is an expert in water and how to purify
it. And toxins, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, Robbie, when we come back. We've got to go to a short break. Don't leave me, Rob. We're going to go right back to you. If you want to call us, you can. So at 855-DR-MITCH, we're just going to, we won't be able to bring you up on the air. But if you want to come up on the air, 85, you can talk to us by 818-818-6401. Very interesting segment coming up. We're going to talk about how do you purify water. And no, you don't have to spend a lot of money to do it, but you need to get the poop out of your water. Yeah, it's in our water. Yeah. CRN1 Talk Radio, Dr. Mitch here, AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1. Good morning, San Diego. We'll be right back.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. That's 800-716-9903.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
One in four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. And while most people only think of the physical effects, there's something else that occurs in 98% of all cases. Vicki Dinges, Senior Vice President, Corporate Responsibility at Allstate.
Financial abuse is an invisible weapon used by abusers to control their victims. It's the number one reason women stay in or return to abusive relationships. When denied access to money, banks, even jobs, women feel powerless to care for themselves and their children.
Despite the major role financial abuse plays in domestic violence cases, local domestic violence programs strain to provide financial services to survivors. That's why the Allstate Foundation developed a curriculum 10 years ago to help domestic violence survivors regain their financial independence.
The Allstate Foundation's Moving Ahead curriculum has helped nearly 800,000 survivors rebuild their lives. It's free and available online and through domestic violence programs across the country.
For more information or to get help, visit the Allstate Foundation's website, purplepurse.com.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info, ohmygut.info.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
We're back. This is Dr. Mitch. And of course, you're listening to the Dr. Mitch Show. Every Sunday, we're replayed on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's an amazing digital network that we're here on. The biggest, the largest, the best. And of course, I have the best producer and the best co-host. My wife, of course, nurse practitioner. And I have the best friends. And my friend Robbie is on the line with us today with great information because Robbie is a expert in infrared and also in ultraviolet. And the thing we're talking about is water, a really bad all over the country. I bring it to you because San Diego joins us on Sunday mornings. And California was found to be like the worst state in the country with water having all sorts of junk in that can cause cancer. So you don't want to drink water without. Robbie, again, thank you for coming on. Now, enlighten us a little bit more because this is the Environmental Work Group. It's a new article. It just has a little bit of information of things that can cause cancer and fertility. Tell us about, you know, what you know and, you know, doing the research and what can we do about fixing this without spending a fortune, you know, putting in all sorts of under sink systems and all that kind of stuff.
Well, first off, thank you for having me on. And it is a big problem. I mean, people are downplaying the crisis, but you can go for a short time without drinking water before your body starts to break down. They've done studies, as you know, you're the expert on studies, but most of the people in the U.S., even though we are a country that consumes a lot of water, it basically isn't bioavailable. So when we test the cellular hydration, what is the actual amount of water that's getting into the cell?
Yeah, hold on, hold on. Hold on 1 sec. Yep. Hold on, because you said something important. I don't want to gloss over it. The people listening, you said something I've never heard said before, and I like it, and I want you to explain it because you're right. Water has to be bioavailable. What does that mean, Rob, before you tell us anything else?
Well, think about how it happens in nature, Dr. Mitch. You know, we get an accumulation of water at the top of a mountain. Sometimes it's crystallized. If it's the mountain's high enough, it's snow or snowflakes of some kind or ice. And then the sun shines. It melts some of that down. It starts to trickle down the mountain. Then it starts to accumulate. It becomes like a river of some sort. And then it eventually dumps into our waterways. So that's the way that kind of it happens in nature. So in that process, we're getting sunlight that is influencing the water and restructuring it, which is all encompassed in Dr. Gerald Pollack's work called The Fourth Phase of Water, where he identifies that the water that is influenced by certain rays of sunshine actually makes it available for the body to harmonize or resonate with. And so water is the fluid that basically allows the cell to get minerals and nutrients in and the cell to get toxins out. So if we don't have water that is properly organized, structured, then it doesn't quite communicate in its full efficiency on a cell level. That means that the cell isn't functioning properly. And as you know, we kind of get sick on a cell level, and we also heal on a cell level. So if we could improve the bioavailability, the ability of our bodies to actually absorb water in the cell and create that great exchange, you know, nutrients and minerals in and exporting all the byproducts and the waste in the cell, you know, inside the cell membrane, then we got a big leg up on our ability to thrive, which is really what we're all about. What you're all about is getting people set up in positions so that they live out their dream of health and wellness to the, you know, to their fullest extent. So, you know, what you mentioned earlier, and I caught the tail end of the last segment, is so right about just the EPA and some of the contaminants. But we knew last year, we heard all about Flint, Michigan, where that was just the tip of the iceberg of all these waters that are municipal waters in all the major cities, and all the plumbing that was used as standard, was accepted in standard in all the major cities in America. They used metal pipes that are now corroding and breaking down, and so these leads are actually in the metal, are in the water, and of course we're drinking it. So that's a real problem. The other thing I wanted to bring to attention was the pharmaceuticals. I mean, a lot of people if they don't quite finish all their medications, what do? They don't throw them out or put them in a hazardous waste bag. They basically flush them down the toilet, right?
But also, and also too, and I mentioned a little bit earlier, which is perfect in what you're saying, in that the chemicals that have come out in your urine, they're finding chemotherapy. People are not flushing their chemotherapy down the toilet, but they're urinating it, and the city municipalities can't filter it out. So we're drinking minute doses of chemotherapeutic agents, antidepressants, etc. And this article, which you caught the tail end of, says that some of these things, like, for example, the PFAS, the polyfluoroalkyl substances, in parts as little as 1 per trillion have medical consequence. That's what I'm saying. Go on, Robbie. Go ahead.
Yeah, totally.
By the way, let me just tell everyone, we're talking to Robbie Besser, Dr. Mitch, Irina, our dear friend and confidant and family, which we're family. So Robbie Bessner. Rob is the expert, the owner of Therasage. You've heard us talk about infrared before, and he is the expert in infrared and ultraviolet in the world. He travels the world. He goes to places like in China, finds all the best material, but boy, oh boy, really important for our health. So go ahead, Robbie, about the water. Go.
Okay, so we touched on the pharmaceuticals and many of the standards for the current regulations on the water filter systems that are out there, they don't really take into account these medications and the pharmaceutical traces of them in the water when they're setting the standard of whether or not these systems are acceptable or not. The last thing I wanted to bring to attention is a chemical that's used in the farming industry called glyphosate. And
what's the name of that chemical in the farming industry?
It's called glyphosate, and it's
glyphosate. Roundup. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Robbie and Roundup. Your thought on Roundup, Robbie. I hope when we come back, you have a solution for all this, right? You are going to give us a solution, right?
Always, Dr. Mitch. That's my goal in life.
I hate problems without solution. We're coming back with solution. Dr. Mitch, if you want to jump in, ask Robbie a question, ask Irene and myself a question, hey, we're here for you. We're here till, you know, until the next half hour. 855 Dr. Mitch. The best number today is 818-818-6401. CRN1 Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, with 96.1 FM listening. I'm Dr. Mitch. We'll be right back.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Why does singer Pitbull feel that the new film Ugly Dolls is so important for young kids today?
We're living in a society that's all about instant gratification and perfection, which both of them don't exist. This movie is all about being a leader. It's about being unique. It's about being different. So when you take the word ugly and you break it down, it's really you gotta love yourself. And that's what I love about this movie and being able to be, you know, Ugly Dog.
Ugly Dolls, rated PG. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
Good morning. Just had a sip of coffee on that break, thanks to my producer, Mike, and my lovely wife with having a little bit of coffee here. Speaking with you all throughout the world and, of course, in San Diego this morning. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Robbie Bester, dear friend and, of course, owner of the, and actually probably he's the chief science officer, actually, of TheraSage. TheraSage gives you the information you really need in getting the proper infrared products to keep you healthy. We're talking about water today. Robbie's helping us with it, saying that a lot of the products, if you just joined us, are not being filtered out. Things like flushing things down the toilet, putting them down the sink. Just simply, we can't get rid of even the toxins that are in the pipes. We can't get rid of the toxins that are coming from chemical industry. And Robbie, you started to mention we can't get rid of the Roundup that's trying to create these, you know, types of plants that have been what we call genetically modified. So what do we do, Rob?
Okay, so let me just highlight this for a few seconds. So basically, what does the farmer do in order to kill the insects or bacteria that potentially could affect our crops? Or even just the normal person out there that wants to put down something on their front lawn, we put that chemical down, and then we water it, and some of it gets absorbed by the plant. So then if it happens to be in a farming industry, we have animals that are eating those plants that are now saturated with this chemical. And then ultimately we eat the animal, so that's a way that we absorb this chemical called glyphosate. The other thing is that when we're watering our lawn or we're watering the fields, that some of it gets absorbed by the plant and some of it goes down into the ground. And it carries this chemical into the ground and then into the sub-water tables that then gets pushed back into our either municipal systems or out to sea or the local tributaries. The last thing, which is probably the most insidious, is most of it evaporates back up into the atmosphere. And so now they're discovering that close to 60% of our drinking water in some areas has this trace amounts of glyphosate in it, and it's in our air that we're breathing. Okay, so why is that so bad? Okay, well, as you know, glyphosate is one of the things they're understanding in health science is that it causes a health dilemma or health condition that's called leaky gut. It affects the inside lining of your GI tract. And when you get this leaky gut, basically there are these tight junctions, the cells that line the inner lining of your GI tract that should be tight and fixed together, they start to loosen up. Hence, there are little fissures and little cracks. And then undigested food and certain bacteria that belong on the inside of your GI tract filter into your bloodstream that causes, inflammation and toxicity and lowering your immune system and basically creates this dysbiosis or a real health challenge. So this is truly a challenge. Now, solution. We currently, because of Gerald Pollack's work, and I was fortunate to actually meet him and had a private audience with him, we identified when I read his book that the frequencies that he uses in his lab to restructure the water so that it's bioavailable for the cell are the same frequencies that we use in all of our infrared products. So, Dr. Mitch, I'm always searching for the micro reasons why our devices work so well. Well, we know that they work well because everybody reports in that, they feel so much better, and if they're using the sauna, they're detoxing and they feel so much better. But what is the actual physiological event that's happening that's causing you to feel better? And clearly, the whole structured water piece is a super important one. So because of Gerald Pollack, we got inspired and we actually made a water filtration system. We focus on taking out particulates, like you mentioned earlier, taking out chlorine and fluorides. And we do not advertise, but we do take out about 94% of the pharmaceuticals. But what we do that's different than other filtration systems is we put things back. So what do we put back? We put back we run the water over a module that has natural gemstones. So we're creating what happens in nature when the water's meandering down the mountain and collecting all the minerals of the area that are in the ground. So we're doing that. And then we're using infrared frequencies that causes the restructuring. And so if you have a current filtration system, reverse osmosis, whatever it is, carbon filters, gravity filters, most of them are pretty good. Even the ones that, what is it called? Distilling waters, filters. Those are all good in taking things out, but if you don't add the minerals back and you don't add the energy back, then it really doesn't quite harmonize or get into the cell in the most efficient way. And so if you have a current system and you just put ours on the last kind of link on the chain, then we're going to tighten that up and kind of make that water that comes out of our filter in the last link to be really the most bioavailable water for the cell health on the planet, we think, right now. And in terms of glyphosate, we are just coming out, and this is brand new news. I mean, I'm announcing it on your show for the first time. Next month, we will be releasing a Brita-type pitcher that not only pulls out all those things we mentioned and puts back, vortex and energy and mineralize, and we also structure, but we also pull out glyphosate. So we're just finishing. Yeah.
We're going to a break, Robbie. When we come back, we're going to get that last information where we can get it. and then summarize all this for everyone about water, why it's so important, what we can do on Mother's Day. Talking with Robbie Besner, the owner of Therasage, the infrared experts in the world. 855-376-4824, or just call 818-818-6401. CRN1 Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, and 96.1 FM. Stand by. We're going to come right back to give you the summary on how to get good water in your body. We'll be right back.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Ron Maniloff has lived through decades of hot, sunny weather. Visits to his dermatologist to remove skin cancers, called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, were routine.
I've been living with CSCC for the past 30 years. They always showed up as dry patches on my face. I never thought it was anything to worry about until they started to get bigger and spread.
Every year, an estimated 700,000 people are diagnosed with CSCC, the second most common type of skin cancer in the U.S. Although readily treatable when caught early, CSCC can turn deadly in advanced stages, and in the southern half of the U.S., deaths from CSCC may outnumber deaths from melanoma.
I had never seen such rapid invasive growth in my life. It was terrifying. People need to be proactive in asking their doctor questions and learning about all available treatments.
CSCC is caused by a lifetime of sun exposure, among other factors. Learn more at skincancerquestions.com. This report is brought to you by Regeneron and Sanofi.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
We're back, Dr. Mitch here at Dr. Mitch Show, of course, and we're talking to Robbie, and one of the things we were just finishing up on the water thing is that this glyphosate, I can't even say that, Roundup, is in our water system, and Robbie, you're producing a filter that will be able to remove it, I understand, along with other things coming very shortly, is that correct?
Yeah, and frankly, Dr. Mitch, it's fairly inexpensive. The system itself, like the actual pitcher type setup, is only $75 retail, and the replacement cartridges are less than $20 retail. And then they're good for about 300 gallons, so normal use is maybe 3 months. So for the average family, we're trying to bring this. Solve the problem at an affordable, efficient manner, and which is really part of our mantra with all the products that we make at our company.
Well, that is a fair thing. One quick question. I know we don't have much time left in the show, but when you say, okay, we're going to structure the water, we use infrared, which structures it, people are probably thinking, is your unit put light in there? How do you get infrared into the water?
Super question. question. Okay, so most people, you know that infrared comes from sunlight, and so you would expect that that there'd be some kind of light structure somehow in our filtration setup. What we discovered maybe close to 10 years ago is that there's certain earth materials that actually generate frequencies. And we've, you know, made a mission, now that we discovered that, we made a mission of basically going around the world finding the best sources of the best materials that offer these frequencies. And then we put together kind of like a frequency cocktail by mixing these minerals and so forth together. So for instance, if you looked at our portable sauna, there's no light on the inside, but yet there are these panels that are generating full spectrum infrared because we've created a composite that's made of mica and shungite and some other materials that generate these frequencies. And I guess the best analogy for the viewers to understand, if you had a Geiger counter and you were just walking along like a mountaintop and you had the Geiger counter out, and you put it down to the ground, if you came across a radioactive stone, if you looked at it, you wouldn't know that it's generating a frequency or an energy, right? But if you brought that meter to it, all of a sudden you get beep, 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 beep.
Right.
So we're basically doing the same thing. We've identified that there are certain earth elements that generate frequencies, and we harvest them. And once we identify which ones we need, we then go to what we consider the best sources on the planet to find them, to bring them, and integrate them into the products that we develop.
All right, so let's go through this again because we're coming to a close in our show today. Water is so important on Mother's Day. What better gift can you give to anyone is good water? So let me explain the things that we need to do for our water. One is we have to reposition that water. We have to restructure it, and we do that by infrared and frequencies that make the water available, like you were talking about. The other thing we want to do is remove, toxic metals, halogens like fluoride. We want to take out the petrochemicals. We want to remove the chemicals that are from pharmaceuticals as well. And thirdly, we want to make sure that there are no microorganisms. Obviously, we want our water devoid of having any of these types of things. So how do we do that? We could do it very expensively by putting a lot of different units in, or you can contact Robbie. Robbie, go ahead and say where we can get you real quickly. We're going out. Go ahead.
Okay, it's simple. You can just come to our website, which is www.therasage.com, spelled T-H-E-R-A-S-A-G-E, or call our customer service line at 888-416-4441.
All right, Robbie, thank you so much. As always, we're going to have you back a lot, as we always do, to help explain to us how we can live comfortably and healthy. Thank you again to my wife, Irina. Thank you so much for being there. And everyone, have a wonderful Mother's Day. God bless everyone. Thank you, Mom. I love you. And to everyone out there, we'll see you next week. I am Dr. Mitch. Have a great day.